This conference will now be recorded.
All right, good afternoon, folks, and welcome to our May 18th, 2023 Citizens Ethics Advisory Board meeting. I am super excited about the first agenda item that we have today, as I know all of you are as well. Oh, I have to take attendance. I know Peter's looking at me. I can tell by the look of Peter.
those hybrid meetings.
I am so excited. I just wanted to skip over attendance. So, okay, we'll do the boring attendance first, and then we'll get to the good stuff. Nichelle Mullins.
Here.
Mary Bigelow.
Yes.
Charles Trussano.
Here.
Karen Christiana.
Here.
Jason Farrell.
Here.
Cheryl Lipson is not joining us today, and Laura Schuyler. Is that good timing?
No, that was Jen, I think.
Okay, we do not see Laura at the moment. Okay, so now to the good stuff. I have the honor and the pleasure of swearing in our newest board member, Beth Cook, who was appointed by Senator Martin Looney earlier this week. So if you wouldn't mind, Beth, are we standing?
Yeah, as well. Make it formal.
if you'll raise your right hand, you do solemnly swear or affirm, as the case may be, that you will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Connecticut, so long as you continue a citizen thereof, and you will faithfully discharge according to law the duties of the member of the Citizens Ethics Advisory Board to the best of your abilities, so help you God.
I will.
Very good. Welcome back to the board.
Thank you.
Right. Oh, now I'm in the club.
No, I'm good.
Now you get paperwork. All right. So, next item is approval of the meeting minutes from April 20th. Can I get a motion to approve those minutes?
I can't. Move.
Thank you, Karen. Can I get a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mary. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Got Beth as an abstention. Very good. All right. In terms of my report, I just want to reiterate how happy I am. And we need a hearing officer, not for June, that's going to be Charles, but we need a hearing officer for July 13th.
It's a backup recording.
Oh, I think the internet went in and out.
I did that myself.
Are you sure? I sure did. We have no idea what's been recorded, what hasn't been recorded. Do we need to reenact anything, or are we good?
No, because it's more for, I mean, we're present here, the minutes can be captured.
Very good. I can do the 13th.
And I can do backup.
And Beth will be the backup on the 13th. I just have to remember to put that on my calendar. I do not have anything else for my report, so we will move on. Procedure discussion. Was there a procedure I was supposed to discuss? No. Okay. We'll move on to Brian O'Dowd with the Legal Division.
Good afternoon, board members. Brian O'Dowd for the record. I don't have anything to add, just to stress that the regulations have finally been approved. And, you know, after a very long process, you know, that Mary Ann certainly spent a lot of time pushing through, we finally succeeded. And now, much to her chagrin, we're moving on to the substantive regulations. So that'll be, you know, it won't be as tedious, but it'll be probably a much more difficult process, because the legislature may have issues with some of the, you know, regulations we're going to try to propose. But we're starting on that soon, and hopefully, you know, by the end of the year, have something to move forward to
So what you're saying is she enjoyed it so much the first time, she wants to do it again.
She's like, who can I pass it off to? So.
She's got more experience now, too.
That's true.
Well, thank you all for your work on that. That's good news. Any questions for Brian? All right, then we will move on to Mark Wazalewski in the Enforcement Division report.
Yes, thank you, Chair Castrico, and hello, board members. So you have the Enforcement Division report in your packets. Just a few notes that I'd like to make here. The division is continuing its initiative to enforce the first quarter lobbyist reports. There's one lobbyist matter that is scheduled for hearing in June 8th. It's anticipated the matter will settle, but it's still on the docket right now. And then we're also enforcing the late statements of financial interest. So the grace period ended May 16th, or the midnight May 16th, and I think we had 12 additional matters that we had to, that were sending out for notices of hearing, the July 13th hearing date. And we do have one matter that's already been scheduled for hearing. So we'll update you in June, see how many will go forward and go from there. We also have one confidential lobbying matter that's on our schedule for a closed session today. If there are any questions, I'll be glad to field them now.
I just want to thank you and your team for your work generally and for the entire organization with getting the word out about SFIs. I mean, the number of people who haven't filed them is really low. And we're doing this all online. And so I think it's a real testament to the work that everyone in the office is doing. So thank you.
Thank you
for that. All right, I guess we can move on to the lobbyist audit report. Mark Creighton and Carol.
Thank you. Good afternoon, board members. In your packet, you have the audit report for Arcimoto that Carol and I have completed. There are no findings, but we are happy to answer any questions if there are any.
In fact, there are no questions. I'm hearing none. Can I get a motion to approve the lobbyist audit report for Arcimoto?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Yes.
Abstaining? Motion passes. Thank you very much for that. And Peter, who's still pinch hitting on the education and communications report.
Yes, so this will be my final report to the board. As we're happy to tell you that Sarah is back, our director of education and communications. She's back from maternity leave. Unfortunately, she had a pre-existing appointment and she's not here today. But again, she's jumping back to things and, although I'll work with her closely as she's getting up to speed on things, Sarah's a quick study, so she will be handling matters by herself fairly soon, particularly education initiatives, and she's already handling media communications as well. With respect to this month's education report, you have a copy of the trainings that are scheduled or have already occurred. In addition, I just want to give you an update on the mandatory trainings of the General Assembly members that we've conducted this year. As you know, we hold these trainings every 4 years or for the newly elected members. We've held since December 10 trainings. Four that were specifically dedicated to individual caucuses, and six that were open to all members, regardless of the party. Out of the 187 members, three members did not fulfill their legal obligation. We had one senator and two representatives who did not attend the trainings. So, again, 184 did, three did not. We are in the process of scheduling additional trainings moving on to for state and quasi-public agencies on June 8th, actually. Sarah, Mark, and I will attend an extended training on the ethics code and ethics enforcement for all state prosecutors. This will be held during their annual conference up in Rocky Hill, or down in Rocky Hill. And we will cover, obviously, we've met with their ethics liaison to hone, to tailor our presentation to their needs, to the hot button issues that they've are experiencing. And obviously, Mark will talk about the enforcement side of our operations as well, because that's of interest to them. That's scheduled for June 8th. Finally, I want to thank Diane for preparing the media report, and this will be her last media report. We're passing this task to Sarah. So I want to thank Diane for handling this, and you know, with her steadfast commitment to providing us with up-to-date media coverage. She's been handling this since January of 2022, so almost a year and a half. So thank you, Diane. That's all for the education and media report. Any questions?
Let the record reflect that Laura Schuyler joined the meeting in the middle of the education's report. Thank you. Peter, any questions for Peter on education and communications? All right, I think we can move along to your executive director report.
It's actually legislative update first.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's kind of continuous presentation here. So on the legislative front, I'm happy to report that two of our three bills passed unanimously in the Senate earlier this week. Senate Bill 1151, which deals with revisions to our code, just basic revisions to our definitions, and also requiring additional information for lobbyists in their reports. And also Senate Bill 1152, an act concerning contracting with quasi-public agencies. This is the provision that where we are extending the open and public process to contracts with quasi-publics. Right now it's limited to state agencies. That's being extended to quasi-publics. So those two bills passed in the Senate. They're moving onto the House. I anticipate, again, ideally, it would be great if the House handled this next week, sometime next week. I'll talk to the GAE leadership to hopefully move this along. We have three from yesterday. Yeah, we marked the three-week period, a three-week time frame till the end of the session. So, yeah, the time is ticking, and they still have to handle big bills, such as the state budget and so on. So that will absorb time. So I hope, you know, so far so good again. We're in good shape. I just hope that this will be acted on sooner than later. The third bill that deals with our perennial bill, or evergreen, outside employment and conflicts of interest, that bill is still in the House. I'll have conversation with leadership. That's a bigger ask. I know we've always encountered problems in the House regarding that bill, but again, I always see glass half full and not half empty. So that's all I have on the legislative report. And again, I want to thank Melissa Hurry for preparing the legislative update listing of all the bills that we're monitoring.
Any questions for Peter? Thank you for that, Peter. Now,
my report, I just have a couple items to bring to your attention. Again, first one, the SFI filing season, I think overall it went very smoothly. Out of the 200, the data is from May 2nd, provided to me by Ann Morgan. At the time, 2,675 required filers, and we had almost 98% on-time compliance. At that time, we had 60 current officials and employees who did not file on time. And as Mark pointed out, this narrowed down to about 11, 12 once the grace period passed. So we are again, almost in single digits of outstanding filers. So we're in pretty good shape in that regard. Again, this will be now in the in enforcement's lap. So Mark and the crew will handle this. Moving on, office expansion in preparation for hiring another staff attorney. If you recall, we have to undergo various approval processes to obtain additional office space. We received approvals from DAS and OPM. OPM is obviously the main player here because they're ultimately decide if an agency receives additional footprint, but it has to be blessed by the State Properties Review Board, and I hope this will occur sometime before the end of May. The State Properties Review Board meets twice a week, but they have a lot of stuff on their agenda. So I'm told that hopefully by the end of May, we'll hear from them. And once we have the office space in place, the hiring of the additional attorney will probably commence with the start of the new fiscal year, because again, that's dependent on the budget. Again, the legislature still has to finalize its budget, but we're in good shape. We've already been, our budget has been approved, not only, well, recommended by the governor and the appropriations committee. So we're in good shape in that regard. And as Brian pointed out, we'll soon commence our substantive review of regulations. So this will be, we'll start in earnest in probably summertime. Things slow down in other areas. Sometimes they don't slow down, but we'll jump to that. That's all I have. Any questions?
Questions for Peter? All right. Thank you very much, Peter. We have now reached the public comment portion of our meeting. I'll be silent to allow anyone from the public to speak. All right, we next need to move to a closed session, and we have to vote to go into a closed session. But remember, we also, those of you on the phone, have to, after we vote, yep, you have to get off this line and get on to the other line. So let's start with a vote. Can I need a motion to approve going into closed session to discuss the status of matters that are confidential pursuant to Connecticut General Statute 1-82A and 1-93A.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? All right, we are going to close session, so please log on to the other number for those of you on the line.